Anna Maria Manalo, our guest this evening. We're talking about her book, The Infernal. We're talking about the real story behind the novelization that she has put together. Finds this old chair, brings it to her dorm. Things start to get really unhinged quickly at college. And this woman's spirit starts making herself known, not just a residual effect tied to this artifact, but it appears to be an intelligent design. This spirit can leave the room. It's dressed up. It's interactive. And at one point, even attacks a nun. Anna Maria, her friends take this chair to their beach house. And then, literally, all hell begins to break loose. Slow, steady ramp up, you said. And they had the plastic over the windows because, again, wintertime, you want to try to keep as much of that cold air outside and as much as you could warmth inside. So what happened? There's this plastic sheeting covering windows and something blows its way
in. I'm going to lead up to how I ended up writing The Infernal, because this was at the end of the book of Haunted Heirlooms, which was the previous book. The three gentlemen involved are the three gentlemen that end up being in The Infernal. But to make a long story short, we've dashed out of the beach house. We'd had enough. We'd seen enough. It was just gale force winds, blowing all the windows open, ripping up the plastic sheeting. We had no idea what was going on. One of the gentlemen, and I believe it was Lucas, he ran back in, grabbed the chair, and Dave, you're left. But he dragged it and put it right in the water. He wanted to just get rid of it. He wanted the tide to just simply take it, be done with it. I no longer wanted anything to do with it. We'd seen too many things. People were starting to question us. So that was it. So at this point, they were looking for another place to live.
Now, I need to ask you, when you said this, gale force winds, was it windy outside or was it just like some kind of supernatural gale force wind blowing through the house with no provocation from outdoors?
It was very still. It was very still. It was one of those nights that was crystal clear. You could see the moon. You could see the stars. This is a very nice beach area. And you don't get that much activity because it's really not open to the Atlantic. It's more kind of like on Long Island Sound. So you're not going to expect anything that substantial on Long Island Sound, since it faces Long Island, so, you know, logically. And what happened here was a total fluke.
All right. Creepy. You said that the wind starts blowing in, everything kind of amps up. Now, was that the straw that broke the camel's back to get everybody to want out and then drag that chair into the water?
Yeah. Yeah.
What other little things had taken place as this steady increase of activity began in the beach house?
The chair, strangely enough, remained rooted to the same spot he had tossed it into. The tide didn't take it away. They tried to trash it. The trash men refused to take it. It kept getting left behind for some reason. One guy lost his part-time job. He alluded it to that because he had this strange feeling. One kept getting sick. And then finally they broke the lease and they said, we're just going to leave this beach house. We're done with this. We're done with what happened here. And I felt really bad because I was the one that introduced them to the chair. So I'm the bad guy in that whole thing. But what followed them is even worse because they thought they were done with that. And these three gentlemen, as they went to look for another place to live, ended up in a Victorian house in a nice upscale neighborhood nearby. And that's when things started to happen to them again. They're just a lucky bunch.